This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, your inside guide to the music industry of myself, Leo, and Brian on your Sound Museum tonight. We love Swedish music.
We do, in general.
In fact, Australia loves Swedish music because ABBA was probably huge here back in the day.
Absolutely.
Rock set,
my favourite.
Ace of Base, Alcazar, can we say Alcazar? Just did.
The list goes on.
These guys are from Stockholm. Five pine cones,
they are.
Name was Urban Cone, and in the country for Splendid in the Grass, and a few side shows.
They are.
Welcome to Joy, guys.
Thank you very much.
Let's go around and introduce yourself. So we've got
Emil,
Jacob,
and Tim.
There's two other ones. There is
Rasmus and Magnus.
Now, they're doing soundcheck at the moment, so they couldn't be here tonight. Yeah. But that's all good. Welcome to Melbourne, first of all.
Thank you very much.
First time? Yeah, first time.
City,
Melbourne is a very cultural city. You find that you can walk around the laneways, and there's great architecture, and there's great
Have you been out exploring to look
around? No, we just got here like a couple of hours ago, and we've been just driving around in the car. But the buildings are amazing. They're really cool buildings.
You need to explore the city because it's great. What are you here for?
We have the whole day off tomorrow, so.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so that's great.
Fantastic.
Go and catch a game of football tomorrow. Aussie rules. You went to football?
Well, he's going.
I'm going to the football tomorrow. MCG.
Aussie rules. You probably go there.
If you've got nothing to do.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Can you give me the members damn thing?
Oh, yeah, upstairs? Why not? Yeah, why not?
That's so good.
Now, these guys, Electropop Outfit, taking a very fresh take on indie rock. 10 million streams of the first album, Our Youth, since its release. A couple of top five hits on Hype Machine charts, and they've also toured the US, Europe, and playing some major festivals alongside our very own Empire of the Sun. They've won the hearts of Australia through their collaboration with Porter Robinson and the original single release, Sadness Disease. Now, they're back with a brand new single. Who made the first move? Because you were all five former high school friends. Did you all study music at school?
Yeah, that's right. We all met through high school. And we all at like this music high school where everyone was doing music. So I played the guitar and I met Rasmus there. And we started to, you know, we became really good friends. And we started to like hang out and play music. And then we met Emil or Rasmus. It was like me, Magnus, and Rasmus, like from the beginning, like and we were like, we need a bass player. And then Emil joined in because Rasmus said he was real good, like he wrote real good songs and a really good bass player. I think we played for like a couple of months, just us four, but then we missed something, and it was Jacob. We missed piano.
So you were the last one, Jacob.
Yeah,
come on board.
Yeah.
So I guess in those early
days. The fifth pine cone.
So in those early days, how was your sound back then and now? How's it developed and changed? Or has it changed much?
I don't know. Maybe we were better now than
probably.
I would say you're better now.
Yeah. But I would say maybe we're more kind of inspired by maybe some samples and influenced by the more maybe live sounding bit. Because we made a first album. And the first album is a bit more put there into pieces, like just with a lot of samples. And the second album is more like live. So I think we're developing with like every album.
Because your first album you recorded in someone's living room.
Yeah, Rasmus's living room.
Bit of a jam happening.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
We rehearsed there, and I guess...
Were you all roomies? Did you all live together?
No. This was at his parents' house.
It was not the spice you were playing.
And we rehearsed there, and every day from like 5 to 12 in the night, and like his parents, they were so good, they let us rehearse while they went to sleep, which was crazy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Best ever.
Only like slow songs, chill songs after.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I guess over the years, what have you learned about the business side of the industry? Because obviously, artists these days need to be quite aware of everything aside from like, the writing and the performing. because there's a lot of sharks out there that rip you off and stuff. So how have you found, I guess, the business side of things with the industry?
Yeah, I think we've learned that we should not care about the business side, just to say, like, create on the creative side, because
okay,
it's going to drive you crazy if you
both. Yeah. So too many hands in different pies.
Yeah, there's a lot of times you hear stuff that's, you know, this might happen or this might happen, and it never happens. So you have to, like, just take everything pretty, like, how do you say it?
With ease. So it's a case of having the right team around you as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, look, Sweden has a very large pop scene, one of the biggest, probably if not the largest in the world. What is it with Sweden? You know, ABBA, Roxette, you know, just to name a few.
Yeah.
And obviously Muns, who won Eurovision.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What is it with that? Were you born on pop music?
Jacob?
Yeah. Well, we have different theories about that, because everyone asking for the same question, we actually don't know the answer. But.
And I bet you I know your answer, because when I interviewed Måns, he said that because it's so dark in Sweden, there's nothing else to do.
Exactly. That's pretty much what we think, too. Yeah.
And then there's, like, a more serious kind of thing as well, like... It's like music education is like free, and there's a lot of opportunities when you're a kid to
that's
do music.
Yeah,
that's
why. Yeah, yeah. So free music based.
Yeah,
and like Emerson, great writers in Sweden. Yeah. There's Max Martin and all those those big pop makers that.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing, I guess.
It's a hit factory of a country. Yeah. I can tell you.
We did mention Eurovision before. You know, have you guys ever been approached to do that? It's not really you guys seen
Eurovision.
Yeah.
No, it's...
I mean, the
Or have you been asked to so maybe write a track, or...
No. But the Eurovision, like, song contest in Sweden is huge.
Mm.
But I don't think it's for us, really, right now. Yeah.
Now, guys, obviously, you guys are touring Australia. Who would you like to collaborate with? Obviously, you've done the track with Tovelo. So who would you like to work with in the future?
We're actually talking about it right now, because we're planning on, like, for the future, and it would be so awesome to work with maybe this Swedish girl called Sara Larsson. She's really good. She's like 17 and got like huge bunch of good songs.
Yeah.
So check her out.
So what's her name?
Sara Larsson, like...
LA.
It's a Swedish. Do you know her?
I've heard of the name.
Yeah.
Now, the single Sadness Disease, that sees you as a group tackle a very difficult subject, obviously trying to live up to, you know, society's impossible standards of beauty and perfection. It, you know, obviously it creates, you know, a light out of darkness, and it's a bit of an experience for men and women that perfection is not possible. How did you come up with the lyrics to that track? And it's such a powerful video as well.
Yeah. Jacob made this awesome cover of the track. Have you seen it? Maybe you can explain your thoughts on the.
The thought was
because the video is there's a girl in the video that's sort of going through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's been. I actually took parts from different magazines to create this sort of weird looking girl. Which is, or person, to like explain that like perfection will drives you mad. It's like it's this weird feeling that we all share, I guess, through social media and everything. And it's not good for anyone. I think you should be yourself.
Just be free and just cruisy and come back to me with Tovelo. Now, what's it like working with her?
I mean, she's great. It was like we wanted this duet on the album. She was like the first person we thought of, and that would be like a dream to work with her. And we get to know her on, like, we work with the same people, I guess, and met her at parties and stuff. And we sent her the demo of the track, and we're like kids on Christmas Eve, like waiting for her response. And she loved it, and she came to the studio and finished it with us. So that was really cool.
Well, we play here on Joy as well.
Yeah,
so,
she's awesome. Yeah.
It's a great track.
Come back to me.
Now, the new album, Polaroid Memories, released earlier this month. What's it been like for you touring that album? Because obviously you've played, you know, around the world as well. And you've hit it off with some people I keep up to date with on social media, the Griswolds.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, those guys. What's it like for you touring that album?
It's been amazing. I mean, when we toured so much on the first album, and after a while it gets kind of, I don't know, you need something new and fresh, I guess. So when we first had to, when we had our first show with this album in Stockholm, Sweden, we were so nervous and like it was, but at the same time so excited. And it was like such a good feeling to play new songs from the album. And it's been a great response as well from fans. So it's just been wonderful.
You know what there has been a good response on? I've been sharing the cover album artwork of Polaroid Memories. Yeah.
I say one.
You've got a lot of fans where I work anyway. Yeah. It is a great cover.
Thank you.
I did watch your video with the track by track guide, and you mentioned a track called Treasure. And you said that you were having a bit of a rough time as a band, and you were going to break up at one stage.
No,
what's going on there?
Tell us what happened.
I mean, we got to this like point when we were touring so much, and then for a couple of months it didn't happen anything. Like, it got pretty quiet around us, and I mean, that was our first album, so we hadn't experienced the like post, they call it like the post blues disease or something. I don't know, after tour it gets so
depressing.
Depressing and lonely, and so we were like, oh shit, are we gonna continue? So then me and Rasmus, we went to my summer house in Sweden on this beautiful island and wrote this album, second album. And then we went back to Stockholm and rented this awesome studio. I believe that's one of my favorite studios in the world.
Yeah.
It's like behind a coffee shop. And that's actually the old ABBA studio.
Yeah.
From they own it.
Wow. And the little house? The little on the hill?
No. This is like in the city of Stockholm. Oh, yeah. And now, do you guys know Mike Snow? A Swedish band as well. Yeah. They are like, they bought it from ABBA.
I think so.
And we rented it from Mike Snow. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you're in that studio working where ABBA created magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, you can feel it. Like,
I was just going to say, God has been in here before.
Yeah, exactly.
Pop royalty. Quick fire questions. Okay. All right. We've only got a couple. We haven't got too many. So we'll get the answer from each of you on these quick fire questions. Your favorite ABBA song?
My favorite ABBA song is probably Dancing Queen.
The one, Gimme, Gimme.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah, A Man After Midnight.
All right. I think Dancing Queen is mine as well.
Oh, nice. Your favorite rock set song?
I think it would be one of the ballads for me.
Yeah.
But
what is it called? Love?
Must Have Been Love.
Must Have Been Love. That's a classic.
From Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty epic tune. Mm-hmm. Your favorite Ace of Base song?
Oh, my God.
Have you got one of them?
No.
No?
I don't, but... What, I only know.
I was very
so
young.
Embarrassing.
I was young.
We don't know.
I was young.
I have no idea. I can't name one of the songs.
I saw a sign.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw a sign.
I can't sing.
Number one, obviously. Now, this is a pretty important question for me because I'm a huge, huge tennis fan and tennis player as well. Nice. Bjorn Borg or Stefan Edberg?
Bjorn Borg.
Bjorn Borg.
Yeah.
I'd say that.
Now, hypothetically, you wake up with sadness disease. How do you cure that?
Oh, my God.
Probably by listening to Sadness Disease.
Dance and...
How you liking Melbourne so far, guys?
Amazing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, you
lovely.
Like Melbourne?
Yeah, I love it.
We're really into architecture.
So better than Sydney.
Better than Sydney.
It is.
There
it's
you
true.
Go.
You did
yeah, it.
It
is.
Jacob. Oh. We ain't going to cut that bit out of the interview either.
So I guess after Melbourne, what's coming up for you guys next?
We are going back home to Sweden. And we have a couple of festival shows there. And then I guess...
We're heading out to Asia in like this winter.
Wow.
I believe.
And then we probably will start working on our
third album. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. And any more touring in the States? And
hopefully. Nothing planned.
Nothing planned yet, but we will go back pretty soon.
You catching up with the Griswolds at all?
We met them in Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah. they just got back from the US that day. They were pretty tired, I guess.
Yeah.
Constant touring for 5 months or something.
Oh, they've been doing some amazing stuff as
well. Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, the guy's album is called
Polaroid Memories. Polaroid Memories, featuring the singles Weekends and Come Back to Me with Tove Lo, obviously available in stores and online from all good music stores. Make sure you check out their videos because they're very, very good. You've got a YouTube channel that they can check out your videos on.
Yes.
And follow on social media, obviously, facebook.com/UrbanCone, and they are at Urban Cone on Twitter as well. So you make sure you check them out. And if they're coming to a town near you, go and visit them. They're very, very good boys.
Thanks for coming into Joy, guys. It's been great to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much.
We're loving Weekends, so we're going to give a spin on tonight and play a few tracks.
Awesome.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for coming in.
It's a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.